أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين. In ayah number 45 of Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us of a dua that Nuh alayhi salam had made to Allah once the waters had subsided and the ark of Nuh reached a certain point, the Mount of Al-Judi, that is where it had settled and come to halt. Allah says, Nuh alayhi salam, he cried out and he called out to his Rabb. Nada Nuhun Rabba. Faqal, what was the dua that he made? It was a dua regarding the son of his, Kan'an. We spoke of Kan'an, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused him to be amongst the drowned ones because of his disbelief. فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي. He says, O my Rabb, my son is part of my family. He was driven by emotions and ultimately his love for his son or his attachment for his son had made him make this dua to Allah. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. So he says, O Allah, my son is part of my family and your promise is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him earlier that Allah will save him and his family and the believers. Those were the ones who were to board the ark. So he says, إِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. O Rabb, your promise is true. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And O Allah, you are the best of judges. قَالَ يَا نُوحُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response was a stern one and a direct one. Firstly, Nuh alayhi salam referred to his son Kan'an, who was a disbeliever, as being part of his family. Allah says, يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Number one, O Nuh, he was not part of your family. So from this we learn that even though a person might share a biological or a blood relationship with a person, but we spoke of this earlier, even if there is no connection from a religious point of view, that person is not considered to be a relative of the other. And that is why in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a disbeliever will not inherit from a believer. A believer does not inherit from a disbeliever. So if the father was a disbeliever, the son was a believer, the son will not inherit from the father. Vice versa also, the father will not inherit from the son. Why? Because even though there's a biological relationship, what really connects people or the relationship that is acknowledged, recognized before Allah is that which is through faith. And that's why Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. The mu'minun, the brothers, those who are connected via faith, those who are connected via iman, they are brothers unto each other. So firstly Allah tells him that, yes, O Nuh, I promise you that I will rescue your family. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He is not part of your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Indeed, he was a man who had carried out impious acts. He was an impious person, a man of bad deeds. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي. O Nuh, do not make such a request. لَا تَسْأَلْنِي. Do not ask me. مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not ask me of something which you do not have any knowledge of. Inni a'idhuk. O Nuh, I counsel you, I advise you, I admonish you, an takuna min al-jahilin, that you should not be from amongst the ignorant ones to make this type of a request. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Subhanallah. Nuh alayhi salam immediately realizes his mistake, or he realizes he slipped up by making this type of a request. Now you will find that sometimes Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, naturally remember they were human beings. We will not consider this to be a sin, because all Anbiya are sinless. But sometimes they slipped up. We spoke of Yunus alayhi salam, when he left his people and his community, and then when he saw the adab did not strike them, he boarded onto a ship. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to be swallowed out up by the whale. So here also, then we find Musa alayhi salam. He made a request to Allah, Arini anzur ilayk. O Allah, reveal yourself so that I may see you. That type of request was also not appropriate for a Nabi, a person who enjoys such a high station. It was not appropriate for him to make such a request. Ya Nuh alayhi salam as well. So firstly, immediately he acknowledges and he says, O Allah, inni a'udhu bik. O Allah, I seek refuge in you. An as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm. That I should ever ask you regarding something which I do not have knowledge of. And in fact, we know on the day of Qiyamah, the people will go to different Anbiya, asking them to intercede on their behalf. When they come to Nuh alayhi salam, and every Nabi, he will excuse himself by mentioning or quoting a certain mistake or error that he made during his lifetime. And he will say, because of this little mistake that I made, I do not have the ability, or I will not be given the permission to intercede. When they will come to Nuh alayhi salam and ask Nuh alayhi salam, O Nuh, intercede for us before Allah, this is the mistake that Nuh alayhi salam will point out. He will say, I cannot, or I do not have the courage, because once during my life I made a dua to Allah for my disbelieving son, and as a result of that I was admonished by Allah, and because of that I do not have the right and the authority to perform intercession. So he makes dua to Allah, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي. O Allah, if you do not forgive me, وَتَرْحَمْنِي. O Allah, if you do not have mercy upon me, أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. I shall be from amongst the losers. A common dua made by the Anbiya whenever they felt that they had slipped up. Adam alayhi salam also, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Most of the Anbiya, you will find that this was a common dua that they had made, which had immediately and instantly earned them the mercy and the rahmah of Allah. Illa taghfir li, you do not forgive me, you do not show me your mercy, I will be from amongst the losers. For another thing we understand from this, we are not allowed to make dua for a disbeliever after the disbeliever has passed away. We are not allowed to make dua for that disbeliever, to ask Allah to forgive him, or to ask Allah to forgive her, or to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them entry into Jannah. This type of dua is not allowed. Yes, while the disbeliever is alive, we can make dua for their hidayat. We can make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to see the truth and bring them into Islam. But once they have passed away, the dua for a disbeliever is not answered. And while they are alive also, there are certain duas we can make for them, certain duas we are not allowed to make. Qila ya Nuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was then said to Nuh alayhi salam, Ihbit bisalamin minna, disembark. Oh, Nuh alayhi salam, disembark the ark with peace. Disembark the ark with peace. Wa barakatin alayk, and blessings upon you. Wa ala ummin mimma ma'ak, and upon all the generations and all the nations that will disembark with you. Now Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying that disembark with peace and blessings, and all the nations that are with you on this ark, they too should disembark with peace and blessings. The question comes to mind, there were only 70 in number, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, all the nations that are with you must disembark. Mufassirin explained that those were the only 70 human beings at that time that existed on the planet Earth. The flood of Nuh alayhi salam was a widespread flood which had engulfed and covered up the entire earth, the entire planet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was addressing these 70, referring to them as nations. Why? Because all the nations after the flood of Nuh alayhi salam were considered to be from the progeny of Nuh. So they were the carriers of the nations to come. And that is why Nuh alayhi salam is referred to as the second Adam. The second Adam. Just as Adam alayhi salam, we all belong to the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, we will find that after the floods, it was Nuh alayhi salam and those 70 who were the carriers of the progenies that had followed them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had addressed those 70 as nations that were disembarking the ark. وَأُمَمٌ سَمُوَتِّعُهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Nuh, from amongst them will be nations whom we shall give them enjoyment and comfort in this world for a limited time. ثُمَّ يَمَسُّهُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And then a painful punishment will afflict them, telling Nuh alayhi salam that there will be from amongst your progeny people who will be disbelievers. Allah tells the Prophet, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ All this that we had narrated to you and related to you about Nuh alayhi salam, this is from the information of the unseen. نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ We have revealed it to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا O Muhammad, neither did you nor your people know of this incident and this information before it was revealed to you. This is the first time you are coming to know of it. فَصْبِرْ Exercise patience. Be like Nuh alayhi salam. That's the lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related the incident not for entertainment's sake, but this is the lesson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all those who are facing any type of persecution and suffering from a disbelieving community. Allah says, Fasbir. That's the lesson, that persevere, exercise sabr. Look at Nuh alayhi salam and the sabr that he had exercised. إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And this is amazing. What does Allah say? إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَ The end result will always be in favor of the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. Look at Nuh alayhi salam. 950 years, it seemed as if all circumstances and conditions were against him. But Allah says at the end, right at the end, sometimes we would like to see conditions turn in our favor over a few years or over a few months. Nuh alayhi salam waited 950 years to see that how the conditions would turn out to be in his favor and the favor of the believers. So Allah says, persevere throughout your life, but eventually the end result